We're doing the Rif on Masechet Megillah. We're up to Daf Beis Amud Beis in the pages of the Rif, the bottom of the page. And we had discussed that Chazal forbade us to do certain mitzvot d'oraita, biblical commandments, on Shabbat. Shaking lulav the first day of Yom Tov, blowing shofar, and also a mitzvah Rabbanan of reading Megillat Esther on Shabbat. And now, Tarsinan b'masech Sukkah, the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, Mipnimayin lulav dochet Shabbat b'yom tov rishon. Why is it that lulav doesn't push off Shabbos on the first day of Yom Tov? Alo mitzvah min haTorah v'apilu b'gvulin. It's a biblical commandment on the first day, even outside the Beit HaMikdash. Every other day is rabbinic outside the Beit HaMikdash. Only in the Beit HaMikdash do we have a biblical mitzvah to shake lulav 7 days. But on the first day, we have a mitzvah everywhere to shake it, midoraisa, biblically. So the Gemara's conclusion is, because we don't know exactly when is Rosh Chodesh, and being that we're in doubt exactly which is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so we're in doubt exactly which day is the first day of Sukkot, and out of doubt, we don't push off Shabbos, so I know time of the Shabbat, I know time of the Megillah. That's the reason behind Shofar, that's the reason behind Megillah. So you guys should be up at arms, what's going on here? That's the shot. Oh, good question. Weiter. When we learn that Gemara, we'll have to break our heads over what the Gemara says.
So the assumption will be that if we are 100% certain that this was the first day, one mitzvah deraita would push off the whole of Shabbat.
What, the whole of Shabbat? Not the whole of Shabbat. You would fulfill this mitzvah, even at the expense of Shabbat. Okay.
Of other mitzvah deraita. Other mitzvah lo ta'aseh deraita. Such as
carrying. Yep, Amarav. Megillah bizmanam korinota beyachid. Megillah in the right time, you'd read it even if you're alone. Vishelo bizmana korinta beasara. But if you're reading it at the other times, not at set time, so then you have to have a minyan, 10 people. He's talking about fulfillment of the mitzvah. So here the Rashi on the Gemara says that the question is, does every yachid have a chova, or is it only a chova tziburit? Is it a chova in the congregation? And this concept of reading it on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, that special kula that Chazal were lenient for the villages, that's only when you have a tzibur. But if you're an individual, you live in a village, you can't do that. Chazal instituted a public reading on those days that we advance. Ravasi says, then mizmana ben shelo mizmana kuinta basra. There's always a ideal to read it in a minyan. Not a chovah, an ideal. Ideal. People forget this concept. That's why I don't like reading for women. Because very often people forgo reading a bit tzibul. They say, I'll catch it by private reading. That's not lechatchilo. We said you even stop the work in the Beit HaMikdash so that people make it to a public reading in mass. It's not enough to say, well, I'll catch it, they'll read it privately for me. Ideally, we read it publicly in mass. Habuv, that happened. V'chash l'rav l'ad Ravasi. It was the 14th. And Rav held of Ravasi, he, even though he disagreed with him, but he said, let's make sure we have a minyan. Kaimalan v'af agav dechash l'rav l'ad Ravasi. And even though Rav seemed to have been wary of Ravasi's opinion, kaimalan k'rav. Now, Allah is still like Rav. Da Rav Yochanan kai kavatei, because Rav Yochanan paskins like Rab, damuin lekaman, for we say later on, Ma'avchiyav Rabba Ma'av Yochanan, Ma'avchiyav Rabba called Rav Yochanan, Akoet HaMegillah Ketuvah Ben HaKetuvim. If one has a Megillah that's written, but in this Megillah he has a long piece of parchment, and he has the book of Treyasah, he has Megillah Ros, he has Megillah Esther. So he's reading Megillah Esther that's written among a lot of other Kitvei HaKodesh. Lo yatsa. ולא אמרו לה בציבור, אבל ביחיד יצא, ושמין המינה דקרוין את הביחיד. From the fact that he tells us, ביחיד יצא, we understand that you could read it ביחיד. כרב דאמר, בזמנה קרוין את הביחיד. That goes in line with Rav's opinion, that at the 14th, you do read it alone. An individual could read it and be יוצא. וכתב רבי גונזל, מנהג דחזי לנה. The meaning that we see, The man dekari la lemgila, that what he who reads the Megillah, koreu poshet ki igeret, he reads the Megillah and stretches it out the way they'd read a public letter, and he folds it over, he extends it like a public letter, aval koreu vekoreu kesefer Torah lo chazilana, but to read it and wrap it like a Sefer Torah, that we haven't seen. So the Mishnah says, Ezo ir dola, kot sheyesh ba'asara batlanim. What's considered a big city? A city that can fund 10 people that stop their work to ensure that you have a minyan in time for davening. Pachot mikan rei ze kfar. If you have less than that, it's a village. Ve'lo amu makdimin ve'lo ma'achin. And the Mishnah will continue.
10 people that it can fund?
That they pay 10 people to take off from work to ensure that at the time that minyan is supposed to begin, they're there. They're paid to be there on time.
What is the pre-thinking?
The idea is that whenever it's time for davening, if we have a set minyan, the Shekhinah comes. And if the Shekhinah comes and there aren't 10 people, the Shekhinah gets upset. It says, Madu abati ben ish. So we want to ensure the Shekhinah's not upset at us. So we ensure that there are 10 people that their job is, we pay them, you guys be here on time, you guys be here. When it's time for the minyan, there will be a minyan present. The Elu on these, the times of Megillah, Amru Chazal said, Makdimim lo ma'achrin. So if it falls out on Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, so we read earlier. If the 15th falls out on Shabbos, we read earlier. And then the next Mishnah will say that there are certain halachot that we go the other way. We delay. We don't do earlier. Tana, the Braisa says like this, Asara batlanim, what does it mean they fund 10 people to stop working? Shevet HaKneset, to be in shul. I guess they had other issues where they'd fund 10 people to be around. I don't know what it had to say. Maybe. I don't know. Beilu amru, it's a nice thought, Tafka. Beilu amru, when it comes to these, Chazal said, you go earlier, perush, bekriat megillah. Uvetumat shekalim, when it came to... Yeah?
Just a guess. Asara batlanim, 10 people who idle, do nothing, to mean that a city can afford feeding 10 people and giving them enough panasa that they can afford not doing work.
I hear only Rashi seems to say that it's only at the time of Minyan they'd work the rest of the day. I think that's what Rashi says on the Gemara. Ve'ilu amru, when it comes to these, Chazal said go earlier. Pirush b'krat Megillah uvetumat shkalim. They'd have set times that they take the shkalim.
What is the
Gemara asking? It's not asking. Where is the Gemara asking? What question?
What is the Asara batlanim need to be asked?
So I'm not sure what the alternative was. Meaning, your idea of a funeral might be a good idea, because there is a halacha that if a man dies and he has no relatives, so 10 people come and sit down and sit shiv on him, and people come and they visit them and they comfort them. He's not their relative. Yeah, but there. So maybe, I think it says 10 over there. Pirush b'kriat Megillah v'tumat shkalim makdimin v'lo machin dichtiv, because when it comes to the reading of Megillah it says v'lo yavo, don't pass this day. So if you need an alternate date, you can't take the next day, you have to take the preceding day. Aval b'sudat Purim, b'sudat Rosh Chodesh, b'safek mila v'zman atzeik hakohanim v'chagiga v'tisha be'av Vehakel Mechrin Velo Makdimin. So if any of these fall out on Shabbos, the Suud of Purim you do on Sunday. The Suud of Rosh Chodesh, if fell out on Shabbos, you do on Monday. On Sunday. If you have a baby that was born at twilight, you're not sure if he was born on Friday or Shabbos, you're not sure if he was born on Shabbos or Sunday, you push him off to Sunday. Zmanatzei Kohanim, there was a set time that the Kohanim would bring their donation of wood. That was an honor. They honored them. The people, the different families, we learned in the Mishneot, the end of Tanit, the families that donated in the beginning of the Second Temple, the wood, they were honored that they could donate every year at that time the wood, and they'd have a special holiday. So if that fell out on Shabbos, you come on Sunday. The Korban Chagigah, if it falls out on Shabbos, you push off to Sunday. Tisha B'Av, if it falls out on Shabbos, you push off to Sunday. Hakel, if it falls on Shabbos, you push off to Sunday. Me'achin, you push it off, you make it later, velo makdimin, and you don't proceed. Tisha B'Av, what's the logic behind Tisha B'Av? Akdume po anuta lo makdiminan. We don't bring something bad earlier than we have to. Mehanach and other ones, why do we push it off? Da'akati lo mat hazman chiyuvayu, because their time of obligation hasn't yet come. If you're going to have a Suda's Rosh Chodesh on Friday, it's not yet Rosh Chodesh. On Sunday, okay, yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, so Tisha B'Av is the 9th of Av. So on the 8th of Av, you can't have a fast day.
The
10th isn't the 9th, but once the 9th has come, we say, okay, so a day later I can mourn what just came. A day earlier, I don't mourn what's about to come.
Anyway, the 10th is supposedly should have been.
The 10th, right? The 10th was also a day of mourning. Yosef's answering you a very nice answer. The 10th, the primary burning of the Beit HaMikdash was on the 10th. It was at the nightfall of the 10th that they really lit the Beit HaMikdash on fire. But all this doesn't say. That's a nice thought. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Karu et HaMegillah b'Adar HaRishon. They read the Megillah on Adar, v'nitavra shana. And as the month moves on, they discover it's going to be a leap year. It's going to be another Adar. And we know you're supposed to perform Purim on the second Adar. Korin et HaAdar Sheni. So read it again, the second Adar. Sometimes they knew earlier. Sometimes they didn't. The courts wouldn't call the shot until the latter half of the year, until after Tishrei. And when? So they could decide up until Lamed Adar. They could decide whether it would be a leap year. And sometimes they waited to get all the indications how the crops were doing, when it would be best for the people. If Pesach fell out a month earlier or a month later, a lot of the issues were economical issues. They had to see how the year was developing. So sometimes they waited to get all the stats in, and then they called the shots. So it could happen that they only decided. It says in Chizkiah's time, he decided on Rosh Chodesh. It was Lamed. It was time to make Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he said, nope. Today I decided tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh Adar. It happens. The rabbis disagreed with him. They said that was pushing it too far. But a day earlier they would have agreed with him. He could have still done it. So you see, it happens. In the Adar HaRishon, Adar HaSheni, Ela Mikra Megillah Matanot Levyonim. The only difference between the first Adar and the second Adar is the reading of the Megillah and giving the poor their gifts. Hadiktani in Ben Adar HaRishon, Adar HaSheni, that which the Mishnah said, there's no differentiation. In Ben, the Mishnah said, there's no differentiation between the first Adar and the second Adar, other than the fact that you read Megillah and give the gifts to the poor on the second Adar and not on the first, provided you know in advance there are going to be two. If there are going to be two Adars, so then the primary distinction between the two is that on the second one is when you do Purim with respect to reading Megillah and giving Matanot Levyonim.
And
I
guess the other two is good,
you know? Oh, good question. What about the Suda's Purim? What about Mishloach Manos? It doesn't seem to say in the Mishnah. So that's an excellent question. Let's see the Rif, and then let's see.
And except that, anyway, why would it have to say that there's no difference? What would be different?
Well, maybe on the 14th of the Adar Aleph, could I fast? On the 14th of Adar Aleph, yeah. There are other things. Let's wait and see in the Rif. So it tells us the Rif Hadiktani, that which the Mishnah said, Ein bin Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. There's no differentiation between the first and second Adar, other than with then reading Megillah and Matnot Levyonim. Be'albas al Kamayri. It doesn't mean the whole month; it means the 14th. Be'albas al Kaima. We conclude that it's talking about the 14th of the first of Adar and the 14th of the second Adar. The Hachiktani, and this is what the Mishnah really means to say. Whenever you have a Hachiktani in the Gemara, it's like a miniature Chesuri Mechsera. It's like sometimes the Gemara says Chesuri Mechsera. The Mishnah really should have a few more words to express this concept correctly. And sometimes the Gemara says Hachiktani. This is what the Mishnah meant to say, which is always going to be an explanation which is a little difficult in the wording of the Mishnah. It's as though we'd add some words. Chesuri Mechsera is that we're literally saying, let's add some words. Hachiktani is we're saying, you don't have to add some words, but it's almost like you'd have to add words to get this explanation in. Hachiktani, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ein ben arba'asar shel adar harishon la'arba'asar shel adar hasheni, ela mikra megillah matanot la'evyonim. There's no difference between the 14th of the first of Adar and the 14th of the second Adar, other than reading Megillah and giving the gifts to the poor. But with regard to eulogizing or fasting, they're both equal that you don't fast or eulogize. That's the halacha. Now, what about Mishloach Manos Yosef asked? Excellent question, it doesn't say. What about having a meal? It doesn't say. So Sfardim, they have to envy us Ashkenazim. Sorry, Yosef. There's something good about being Ashkenazi, believe it or not. There are a few places in the Shulchan Aruch where the Ramah says, and it's customary to have to eat a little more and be festive. One of the places is on the first of Adar, Adar Aleph, with regard to Yud Dalit Adar Aleph. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, so the Ramah says, if I'm not mistaken, it's in the Ramah, that it is customary to have a little bit of festivities, a little bit of a festive meal on the 14th of Adar Aleph. Inspire them. What can they do? They make up for it. And So what about Mishloach Manot? So there are places that it seems from the Rishonim that Mishloach Manot really goes hand in hand with the Suda. The whole concept of Manot is Manot in the Gemara in Beitza means ready-made food. Manot is food that's edible now. And the idea of Mishloach Manot was that you're sending over food that they could eat now in the Suda. So it would seem, it seems again, it doesn't say it clearly in the Gemara, but it seems in the Rishonim that they go hand in hand. But this omission is blatant in the Gemara too. It's not just in the Rif. When you read this Mishnah and you read the Gemara, so the question that has to bug you is, wait a second, what about the Suda? What about Mishloach Manos, right? Doesn't say. Okay. So you're going in the footsteps of Rishonim, guys. You're asking the question that the Rishonim asked. It's a good question.
The best way to give an actual meal, hot food is the best.
I have a friend.
Bring food to house.
I have a friend who came over per morning with two bowls of cereal. Bowls of cereal for him and his wife. This is when they were newly married, and bowls of cereal for me and my wife and milk. And he said he wants to make Mishloach Manos. So it's an original idea. What? You're saying cereal with milk? I don't know. Let's see. That's the next Gemara. It says in the pasuk, "Umishloach manot ish de'reu umatanot le'evyonim." That's part of the institution of Purim that the Megillah records. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef quoted in his version of Mishnah, "Shtei manot le'adam echad, mishloach manot." You give two dishes, ish l'reyehu, to his fellow man. You give one man two dishes. Umatanot, multiple gifts, le'evyonim, to multiple people. Shtei matanot lishnei bnei adam, two gifts to two people, one each.
Because it's plural.
Yeah. Abaye baravin v'rav chanina baravin avu.
You could have said matanot levion.
Yeah. Matana levion or matanot levion. Yeah.
No, but let's say it should be two forms of food to one person. That it would have been
matanot levion. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. The halakha, right? Regarding the poor people. Two people and one.
Yeah, but the way I do matanot levionim very often is I bring food. Meaning, I don't want the guy to feel like he's poor, so I bring him mishloach manos. But my mishloach manos happens to be loaves of bread and cheese and wine. I bring him a bunch of stuff that he'll be able to use for his, either for his meal on Purim or not his meal on Purim. But I bring him, that's how I do matnot levionim.
Is it a regular
ritual? Usually people give money. But I...
No. As opposed to the regular...
My mishloach manot, I have to give him one. I knock on a neighbor's door, or I come to a guy in Machon Meir, or a guy in Machon Meir comes to me, and I give him mishloach manot. Very nice. I was yotze. Usually when guys come to me, so we try to have a big, my wife makes a big cake or something to eat, and we sit them down. Usually guys don't get to eat throughout Purim, so we give them some kind of sandwich, come have, they sit down, they eat. So they have something real to eat. And I do my mishloach manot, finish. I only have to give one.
So, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of shaliach.
But to one person you have to give two.
Not mitzvah. Worried about it, right? No. I give him a drink. I give him a Coke. I give him a cup of water. Guys usually come. I give him a cup of coffee and something to eat. Not with salami, no.
So
coffee with milk and something to eat. Yeah.
Question? So you don't worry about the shaliach?
They say to worry about it, so I usually do that too. I'll tell one guy in the machon, here, you give it to him. Usually guys come together, so we do it that way. ומשלח מנות איש לרעהו מתנות לאביונים, תני רב יוסף שתי מנות לאדם אחד, ומתנות לאביונים, שתי מתנות לשני בני אדם. אביי ברבין ורב חנינה ברבין, would seem like they were brothers, הבו מחל פיסודתן לעדי. They'd exchange meals. One year everyone would eat the meal by one uncle, the other year everyone would eat it by the other uncle. So
wow. I thought they in the actual meal they exchanged the plate.
So some say like that too. That each one would send the other one a steak. Yeah. Amar Rava. Mechayevinish Libsumi Bipuraya. A person is responsible to get drunk on Purim. Adeloyada ben Baruch Mordechai Laruaman. Till he cannot discern, he doesn't know the difference between blessed is Mordechai to cursed is Haman. He who eats the meal of Purim at night has not fulfilled his obligation. My time, why? It says days of rejoicing and happiness. So when I was in yeshiva, I used to get up in the morning and hear Megillah nice and early and go to the bagel store and buy myself a bagel and buy myself some Swiss cheese and sit down in the morning and eat my bagel with Swiss cheese and invite some of the homeless who used to come to the yeshiva to eat with me, and I was yotzei mishloach manos, matanot levyonim, sudas purim. I'd bring along a little bit of wine. I never drink wine, so once I drink a little bit of wine, that's yotzei mechdei limudo, and then I'd sit down and learn the rest of the day, and I fulfilled all my mitzvot. How much do I drink wine? Even on Kiddush, I try not to drink wine. So I did it fine. I didn't do it like the Rif says, that you have to get drunk. I did like it says in the Rama. So I fulfilled all the mitzvot in about 10 minutes. I had a delicious breakfast. I was happy, they were happy, and I could continue learning. So, all the mitzvot, wow. What do you want? I did, I had the meal. I you're not supposed to have it at night, but you could have it in the morning.
All the drunk people didn't bother you?
No, they didn't come in. If they bothered me, I went to another room. That's why I don't come to Machon Meir on Purim. Vaitu, says the Gemara. So my rule is Purim, the door is locked. All year long, you guys are welcome. Purim, the door is locked unless you're sober. If you're sober, we let you in. If you're drunk, we don't let you in. I've learned my lesson. So, tells us the Gemara.
I remember, you opened for us last year. Me and Binyamin Bilegas.
I didn't think you were drunk.
We weren't drunk.
Right. If you're not drunk, you're
they
welcome.
Took out, slowly opened the door.
Really?
Therefore.
For sure.
Yeah, he was careful when he was up.
What
you're forgetting, I have kids, and most of the guys at the Machon are stronger than me. A guy walks into my house and he's drunk, I have a problem.
You can be strong in front of the kids.
I've made the mistake of letting a drunk into my house, and he sat down at the head of the table and said, "Now bring me wine," and started stamping on the table. It wasn't simple getting him out of the house. Tanya Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef quoted in his Mishnah. Simcha, the pasuk says these are days of rejoicing, days of happiness. Melamed shasu b'espid. From here we learn that.
I just got a message that the paratroopers that entered Gaza.
So we were just told that the paratroopers entered the Gaza, and Hashem should give them success. Hashem yishmot chayelei ameinu mikol tzarav tzukam mikol nega machala v'yishlach lehem bracha v'atzlacha u'betocham itay ben Eviatar. Tani Rav Yosef, Simcha, the pasuk says that these are days of happiness. Melamed shasur be'esped. From here we derive that it is prohibited to eulogize on Purim. And unfortunately we've had levies on Purim. Rav Moshe Feinstein was buried on Purim.
That's
Yehuda also. Oh, Mishteh. Melamed shasur be'tanit. Says it's a day of drinking. So you're not allowed to fast. Yom Tov melamed shasur b'aseh amlacha. Says it's a Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do melacha on Purim. So this isn't halacha. We'll see in a minute. Rava b'rei de Rava Amar. Rava, who was Rava's son, he said, "Hesped v'tanit kiblu alayu. the people accepted the institution with regard to a prohibition of eulogizing or fasting. Melacha lo kiblu alay. But the concept of being prohibited from doing work, they said, sorry, Esther, we're not doing that. They didn't accept. The rabbi said, you guys shouldn't work on Purim. And the people said, nope, we're not accepting it. They vetoed. The Meikar Aktiv, because initially when the rabbis tried to institute Purim, so initially it says in Megillas Esther, they instituted a day that was Simcha Umishteh V'Yom Tov. It says Yom Tov, it should be a holiday. Ulvasov Aktiv, and ultimately in the end of the Megillah it says that the Jews accepted, not the rabbis. The rabbis said, make it a day of holiday, don't work. And then it says in the end of the Megillah it says, but the Jews accepted, La'asot Otam, to make these days Yemei Mishtev Simcha, days of happiness, days of drinking, but it doesn't say they accepted Vilu Yom Tov Loktiv, doesn't say they accepted the concept of Yom Tov. The Kaimalan Dehani Tre Yomin the Inun Arbesa Vachamesa, we conclude that these 2 days, the 14th and 15th of Adar, Tavayu Asiri, they are both prohibited Be'espedu V'tanit, with eulogizing or fasting. Yes? Because it says in that work that was composed in the Second Temple, Megillat Ta'anit, Et Yom Arba'asav Et Yom Chamishasav, Bo, the 14th and 15th of Adar, Yomei Puhay Ainun, these are the days of Purim. Delo Lemispat Be'on, we don't eulogize in them, Udlo Litana Be'on, and we don't fast in them. Ve'amarav Alon Nitzchal Alesor Et Sheze Beze Ve'et Sheze Beze. This was only necessary to tell us that even if I live in Jerusalem and I celebrate Purim on the 15th, I'm still prohibited on the prohibitions of the 14th. On the 14th, I too am prohibited from eulogizing or mourning. And even if you live in Tel Aviv, so you celebrate Purim on the 14th, you are still prohibited from eulogizing or mourning, eulogizing or fasting on the 15th. Tanan Hata. Yeah.
Regarding the previous point, regarding them using originally as Yom Tov, isn't there a problem with the Rabbanan instituting something as a Yom Tov with Isur Melacha like another Yom Tov?
What about Yom Tov Sheni? What about Bal Tosif?
Yeah.
Good question.
Precisely.
So firstly, darling, where were you Shabbos morning? We had learning. Had you been there, we discussed it. Shabbos morning, we discussed it. And otherwise...
I was at home. Kibud Avayim.
Palakavad. Okay, but it's the second time we discussed it. We just reviewed what we did last time Shabbos morning, but sorry. We didn't record on Shabbos, I'm sorry. And secondly, this is really discussed, our different answers given. If you remind me, Bezrat Hashem, when we get to the Yisur Bal Tosif in the Parsha, in a half a year's time, so we'll have a class on it. Or remind me on Thursday night, we'll try to deal with it. This week we have a Thursday night. Remind me, but I have to prepare them cool. Tells us the Gemara. Tanan Hatam. Kol HaKatuv B'Megillat Ta'anit Ulo Nemisvet Behon. The Mishnah says over there in Tanis, we learned this already. There's a Mishnah in Ta'anit. Whatever it says in Megillat Ta'anit. Not to eulogize. Lefanav Asur L'Acharav Mutav. Then you're also prohibited from eulogizing the day before, but the day after is okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, what?
The same idea as before, that it's not taken place. What do you mean?
If it says in Megillat Ta'anit that on a certain day you're not allowed to eulogize, let's say on the 3rd of Nisan, you're not allowed to eulogize. So we say, if it says you're not allowed to eulogize, Tana Kama holds it means on the 3rd plus on the 2nd. We prohibit it even on the day before. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Rabbi Yossi says, Lefanav el-acharav asur. That if it says the 3rd, then we would prohibit the 3rd, the 2nd, and the 4th. The day before and the day after. Delo litana, what about if it says in Megillat Ta'anit, this is a day that you don't fast on. So Tana Kama holds, Lefanav el-acharav mutar. A day before, a day after, you could fast. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Lefanav asur el-acharav mutar. The day before, that's prohibited. The day after, you could. Now, why is this relevant to us? Now, in our time, but la Megillat Ta'anit. all of Megillas Tanis was abolished. We no longer fulfill the holidays that were special institutions in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. Their Yom HaTzmaut, their Yom Yerushalayim, they made institutions for their victories, for their miracles. If this would have been during the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, they would have instituted a holiday, Katyusha Day, the day that I don't know how many Katyushot fell and no one was killed. Come on, this isn't a small thing. These are miracles. We're witnessing miracles, and we're thick-skinned. We don't even notice it. Hashem is saving us day in and day out. Look, and in the time the second Beit HaMikdash, for miracles like these, they would have instituted holidays. Now, when the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, so all those holidays fell, except for two, Hanukkah and Purim. So Chazal tell us, Batla Megillat Tanit, Megillat Tanis, which is where they composed, they put together all the holidays that they had instituted, that is no longer relevant, Levan Mechanukah Vepurim, except for Hanukkah and Purim. Now, if we say that on a day that was written in Megillat Tanit, you cannot fast, you cannot eulogize, the day before is also going to be prohibited, then we have a problem with Tanit Esther. Because Purim, it says you're not allowed to fast or eulogize. So the question is, when we say Batla Megillat Tanit, what do you want to say, Meir? Oh, so that... let's see what the Rif tells us. The Haidana now, Batla Megillat Tanit, the whole Megillat Tanit is no longer relevant. We don't fulfill it. Levan Mechanukah Bepurim, except for Hanukkah and Purim. V'tomayu, and both these days, Hanukkah and Purim, de lo lemisvit k'tiv de'u b'mgilat tanit. It says in Megillas Tanis, you don't eulogize. Hilkach, therefore, lifnei melachem nami asu b'tanit v'esped, k'rabi Yossi. The day before Purim, and the day after Purim, the day before Hanukkah, and the day after Hanukkah, they're all asur in having a fast or eulogizing, k'rabi Yossi. ואף אגב דאמר רבי אברהם אמר ויונן הלכה כרבי יוסי בדלו להתענה. He tells us when it comes to not fasting we pass him like רבי יוסי מכלל הוצאים דבלו למספת כתנא קמא סביר עליה, that he's telling us only with regard to that halacha, the halacha is like רבי יוסי, but with regard to when it says don't eulogize, then we will not go with רבי יוסי, we'll go with תנא קמא. כתנא קמא סביר עליה דאמר לפניו אסור לאחריו מותר. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yossi Avdinan, we go like Rabbi Yossi. Whenever it says not to fast or eulogize, we don't permit the day before, we don't permit the day after. So here we have to go to the Rif. Betanit mutal. Kol shelachav asu besped, any day that afterwards is prohibited with the... that afterwards is prohibited from eulogizing, with regard to fasting is permitted. Ve'ak Rabbi Yossi ita, and this goes in line with Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama led le'achrav asur klal, because according to Tanakama, there is no such concept that the day afterwards will be prohibited. Tanakama says if Chazal prohibited a day, the day afterwards is clean. You can do whatever you want. Comes along Rav Ashi and says if you have a day and the day afterwards is also prohibited, it's only prohibited from eulogizing, but fasting's okay. So who's he going with? He's not going with Tanakama, because going to Tanakama, there's no such concept as the day after. They say the day after is always permitted. So Rav Ashi is essentially explaining to us Rav Asi's opinion, meaning he's ruling with Rav Yossi. He's ruling with Rav Yossi. Hilkach, therefore, Chanukah ben lefnav ben lachav asu besped. Hanukkah, the day before and after are prohibited from eulogizing. V'legavei Purim, what about Purim? Bnei Yudal dasrinami b'tetva b'esped v'tanit. Those who keep Purim on the regular day, the 14th, so the 15th is also asur to have a eulogy or a fast. Uv'yudgimel asu b'esped l'chudei. And the 13th is only prohibited from eulogy. That's why we fast on it, right? Uv'nei tet alone. But those who celebrate the 15th, like us in Jerusalem, asurin b'tarva u'b'esped u'tanit, were prohibited from both of them on the 15th. U'v'tetzayin asur b'esped, but the day after, the 16th, is only prohibited from eulogy. Okay, let's make a run for it. Let's try to finish the chapter. Yeah? Just at the end of the page, two lines on the next side. Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa says like this. Mem chet neviim v'sheva neviut nitnabu lehem l'Yisrael. We had 48 prophets and 7 female prophets. Lo pachtu v'lo tiru al mash katuv b'Torah afilu ot achat. They didn't add or detract from the Torah even one letter. Chutz memikra megillah. Except for the reading of Megillah, my darush, what did they learn? Megillah is only they gave us a new mitzvah. Torah says 613 mitzvot. Come along the rabbis and tell us, you have another mitzvah, you have to read Megillah. How does that work?
I mean, we have thousands of rabbis.
Name 10.
Okay,
there are so many. Oh, so you're asking Hanukkah, that's one. Yeah.
Okay.
Netilat Yadayim, that's two. Erev, that's three. Yes, what else?
Okay, you wouldn't define as... You could define it as...
You could say Yom Tov Sheini, but that's not really, that's like a zero, that's an extension of a Doraisa. You could say Lo and Esrik 7 days, but that's not really Tzechel HaMikdash. So what are you going to say? So far we have three.
So
how do we get to 1,000? Wait, let's see if we can get 10. We got three, right?
I'm saying in general, everything that is in addition to...
Let's see what the Rif has to say, and then we'll think about it. Let's first see. He's quoting the Gemara.
The Rabbanan is all the halachic literature that has been written over the century, and it's in essence a broad edition.
We spent 45 minutes Shabbos morning on this point this week, and 45 minutes on this point the week before, and 45 minutes the time before. And we took this subject, and we're learning the Maharal on this subject specifically. So we can't do it all on one foot here. Tanu, what? Okay, so all the prophets didn't add or detract from the Torah, except for this concept of reading the Megillah. My Darush, what did they darshan in the Torah to allow them to do this? Rabbi Abba quoted Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, Kal Vachomer. They said, we can add this concept of reading Megillah because of a fortiori. Uma me'avdut l'chayru. Kal Vachomer. Uma me'avdut l'chayru. Fortiori. Uma me'avdut l'chayru. Tomrim shira. If we sang when we left slavery of Egypt, they weren't trying to kill us, they just wanted us as slaves. And yet we said our song, Memavet Lechaim Lo Kol Sheken, here, where they wanted to annihilate the Jewish people, and God gave us life. Isn't it certain that we should sing, we should say the praise?
They were out to kill us, no?
Doesn't seem that way, right? If we're really going with this Kav Chomer, we should say Hallel, like on Pesach. We don't sing praise over a miracle that happened in Chutzlarts. Why not? This is Gemara. Why not? So right now we don't know why not. We just have this rule. But the idea behind it needs to be explained. Natkiv l'Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman comes with the attack. Wait a second. The whole Yitzias Mitzrayim. We say Hallel over it. We have Pesach over it. That's a miracle that happened in Chutz Aretz. And we do say Hallel over it. Hatam over there. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kedetanya. That's like we have in the Braisa. Ad shelo ba'u la'aretz. Prior to coming to the land of Israel. Hukshuru kol ha'aretzot lomar ben shira. All the lands were fit for saying song over their redemption. Mishenichmasu Yisrael la'aretz. But when the Jews entered the land of Israel, lo shuru kol ha'aretzot lomar ben shira. So then all the lands were not fit for singing song over the redemption from those lands. Rav Nachman amar. So that's the answer we have now. Rav Nachman amar krata zuhi aleila. The fact that we read the Megillah, that's the song of praise. That's the hallel we're singing. Matkiv la'rava. So Rava attacks me, Dami, could you compare it? Bishle Mahatam. You know what Rava's saying? What are you telling me, Kal Vachomer? If we say Hallel for leaving Mitzrayim, certainly for the fact that we were given life at the time of Achashverosh. Rava says, how could you compare? Hatam, when it came to leaving Mitzrayim over there, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Elo Avdei Paro. We sing praise, we say praise Hashem that you merited to be the slaves of Hashem, you're no longer the slaves of Paro. Here, what could we say? Hallelujah avdei Hashem velo avdei Achashverosh. Praise Hashem, slaves of Hashem, you're no longer the slaves of Achashverosh. Akatev de Achashverosh anan, we're still under Achashverosh's rule. Hilkach la'amrin analeila bepurim. That's why, says Rava, we don't say halam purim, because it wasn't a complete redemption. It's true, we were given life, but we still remained under Achashverosh's rule. Amar Rabbi Abba de min Yafo. Rabbi Abba, who came from the city of Yafo, said the following. Aseret b'nei Aman, the words in the Megillah. He came from the city of Yafo, Jaffa.
He lived in Jaffa.
You won't find it here because
it means that there were many Rabbi Abbas. There was Rabbi Abba bar Mammol, Rabbi Abba bar Zavdi, Rabbi Abba, many Rabbi Abbas. Rava was Rabbi Abba, Rabba was Rabbi Abba, Rava bar Rabba, Rava bar Nachmani. There were many Rabbi Abbas. It was a very common name. So we're identifying which Rabbi Abba is this. Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
I don't know.
Galut,
So it says in the Megillah that they hung the 10 sons of Haman. So when we read it, Aseret Bnei Haman, when we read the 10 sons of Haman, and then the Megillah says, Vet Parshindata, Vet Alpan, Vet Aspata, Vet Porata, Vet Adalia, Vet Pamashta, Vet Arisa, Vet Arida, Vet Vaizata, Aseret Bnei Haman. So all the 10 names plus the word Aseret, Vailim Imrinu Ben Shimachat. You have to say them in one breath. My time, why? Kulu Behadadi Nafik Nishmatayu. They all died right away together. Their breath left them together. Amar Rabbi Yoni, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Vav de Vaizata. When you read the name of Haman's son Vaizata, the Vav, Vaizata, the Vav in the name Vaizata, Tzarich lemin techei bizkifa. You have to extend it. You have to extend it. Vaizata. My time biskifa means like standing. My time, huh? So we extend it. If you look in a Megillah, you'll see it's extended. Why? Kulu b'chad biskifa is the kifu. They were all hung on one tree, one under the other. The 10 sons of Haman. You had one long pole, and 10 hung one under the other.
That's how they died at the same time.
Oh, okay. Amar Rabbi Yonah bar Papa. Yeah, the long vav corresponds to the long pole that all 10 sons were hung on. Amar Rabbi Yonah bar Papa. Darash Rav Shela ikvata umarta. Rav Yonah bar Papa says, Rav Shela from the village of Kamarta, Darshin kol hashirot kulan ariach al gabei levena velevena al gabei ariach. All the songs in Tanakh, you have, like on a die, a number 5 on the die. So you have black, white, black. And then under the black you have white, and under the white you have black. You know what I'm talking about? Okay,
yeah,
we'll draw it.
What's the Shira?
If you look at the Shira, and look in Chomish, look in Tikkun Korin, Az Yashir, you'll see that you have text,
right.
And then you have blank.
Like
and then you have text. And then the next line has text and blank. And the next line has text where under the blanks.
Alright, like that.
Okay. Right, very good. What's the inyan? Let's see. Let's read and see. So that's called Ariach al Gabei Levena. You have one type of brick that's called an Ariach. And that's all the writing. And it's on top of another type of brick called the Levena, which is the blank spaces. So you always have writing over a blank space and blank space over the writing. Yeah, you guys, you following? Yeah, it shows up in a few places. Chutz Meshira Zu. Shehu Ariach al Gabei Ariach Velevena al Gabei Levena. Except for this song, where you have the 10 sons of Haman. You have one side of the page that says Ves, 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 Ves. You have all the words S one on top of the other. And then you have all the names on the other side, one on top of the other. And just a blank space in the middle, a column in between. So, why is that? There it says like that. So, I don't remember.
I just remember being the same sort of 2 columns.
Okay, I don't remember. Chutz meshira zo sheyarech al gbei arech velevina al gbei levina, where you have the words over the words and the blank spaces over the blank spaces. My time, why? Amar Rabbi Avu kdei shlo teit kuma lemapaltan. They're all piled one on top of the other, and they have no chance to get up. So you pile them up, all the sons of Haman and the Megillah. What does this mean? Don't ask me. Salik lo Megillah nikret. With this, we finish the first chapter, Masech Megillah. Hashem should be mezakeos to finish the whole Masechet and chazer it and know it.